Maseches Nida, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zion. As I believe we've already explained, there are 7 days that a woman becomes a Nida. If she sees blood, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. Once those 7 days conclude, then there's an 11-day period where she's eligible to become a Zava, where any flow that she sees is considered a Ziva flow and not a Nida flow. Following those 11 days, then it goes back to a Nida cycle. So it's a constant cycle of 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. So 7 days of Nida, followed by 11 days that are eligible to be a Zava. Following those 11 days, the next time she sees blood, she will be considered the status of a Nida again. So this Mishnah discusses Kol Acharas Yom Becheskas Tahara. All those 11 days following the 7 days of Nida, that a woman is eligible to potentially become a Zava, she has a chazaka of being Tahora. She doesn't require bedikos on a daily basis in order to confirm her Tahara. She's assumed to be a Tahora. Once those are completed, though, after the 11 days, then Yashvala, she finishes those 11 days, Velo Badka, and if she doesn't make Bedikos thereafter, during these days that are now eligible to potentially become a Nida the next time she sees blood, she doesn't make Bedikos. Really, halachically, she is required to make Bedikos, but if she doesn't, then either because Shagaga, Nensa, Hizida Velo Badka, either because she accidentally didn't, or she was in Nensa, she was forced based on some circumstance that she wasn't able to make a Bedika, or Hizida, or even intentionally she didn't make a Bedika, Velo Badka, Tahora, she still maintains her status of Tahara, even though she's required to make a Bedika La'alacha, but if she neglected to do so, she is still Tahora. However, Higia Sha'as Vesta Velo Badka, but if her anticipated time of her period arrives and she doesn't make a Bedika at that time, Harezo Temeya, the Tanakhama says, she is Temeya at that time if she doesn't make a Bedika. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Im Haisa B'mechavei, if she was hiding out in a cave because she was concerned that there were dangerous robbers in the area, and she's hiding out at the time that her anticipated period comes, v'igiyashas vesta, the time of her anticipated period comes, v'lo badka, and she doesn't make a bedika then, even though the Tanakhama just said she would be Temeya in such a situation, Rabbi Meir says, harezo tahora. In that unique situation, that unique circumstance where she's hiding out because she's scared of dangerous robbers, then she would still maintain her tahara mipnei shecharada misalekes es adamim, because her intense fear would potentially disrupt her anticipated period that she's expecting to have at that time. And so she doesn't necessarily have to assume that even though the time of her period came, that the blood necessarily, that her period necessarily arrived, because it's quite possible that the fear disrupted her period. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. We do not paskin like Rabbi Meir. We paskin like the Tanakhama. Avayamei, the Mishnah continues, Avayamei hazav vehazava v'shomeres yom keneged yom harei elu b'cheskas tuma. However, the seven days of a Zav, once he starts having a flow of Ziva, or a Zava, or a woman who starts having a flow of Ziva, or Shomeres Yom Kenegen Yom, a woman who began her days of Ziva, and now she needs to, there's a status in Halacha called a Zava Ketana, and a status of a Zava Gedola. If a woman is during those days where she is still determining whether she is a Zava Ketana or a Zava Gedola, in any of those situations, what a flow is considered to have already begun, and therefore the flow is assumed to continue, and in the absence of a bedika to confirm that the flow has indeed stopped, we assume that the flow is continuously continuing, and they have a status of
of Tuma, all three of those people, Azav, Azava, and Shomeres Yom Kenegen Yom, have a status of Tuma until demonstrated otherwise. Next, Perek, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Yotze Dofen, a C-section, a woman who gives birth by C-section. Question is in this Mishnah whether that has a status of regular Leda that has Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tahara thereafter, and it's going to be a Machlokas Tanaim. So Yotze Dofen, Ein Yoshvin, the Tanakhama says, Ein Yoshvin Alav, Yimei Tuma V'Yimei Tahara V'Ein Chayavin Alav Korban. You're not tamei the for the days of tuma and not tahor for the days of tahara and not required to bring a korban leida that a regular woman who gives birth would bring because a C-section person giving birth by C-section is not considered a regular yoledes. And according to this opinion, it's a gzeiros hakasuv that it's isha kisa zria viyalda base gzeiros hakasuv that says that that the child has to actually be born in the way that the woman is mazria specifically from the vaginal canal, and if she doesn't, then gzeiros hakasuv that she's not considered a yoledes lahalacha. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, Hareze ki yolud, she's a regular yoledes, and she has a status in halacha for Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tara, and bringing a korban as if she gave birth in the conventional way. Mishnah continues, kol anashim mitamos beveis achitzon, shenem ardam yezova bivsara. A woman, as we described in Perek Aleph, a woman becomes tumea as soon as blood comes out of the uterus, even if it has not left her body, but it's still in the vaginal canal. She is still tumea as soon as that blood leaves her uterus and enters the vaginal canal. As the pasuk says, dam yezova bivsara, the blood flows even inside her flesh. Aval hazav uval keri, but a man who can become tame potentially by becoming a zav, if there is ziva flow that exits from his body uval keri, or semen that exits his body, then einan mitamin ad shetetze tumasan lechutz. A man is not tame for Ziva or for Balkeri, unless that fluid exits his body completely. If it's still inside his male organ, then he is still considered Tahor until it exits his body.